A lot of AELP's power grid is miles from any road. Flying at about 4,000 feet in a chartered A-Star helicopter, avalanche forecaster Mike Janes gives the lay of the land. He points to high-tension power lines that traverse an area from Taku Inlet, southeast of town.
And then the Snetisham line, this is the end of it right here, ends at the substation.
Extreme swings in temperature, blame it on climate change, have made the snowpack in the mountains less stable. That's kept avalanche control crews busy. The bird's eye view has its limitations. The helicopter touches down near the summit of 3,300-foot Arthur Peak to drop off avalanche technician Kaden Bosler. He's running a simple test on the snowpack.
Basically, we cut out a block in the snow and try to see how the energy that we are putting on the snowpack by tapping on it with our shovel, how that transfers through the block. 14, ECT 14, propagation quality 1, sudden planar. Sudden collapse. Wow. This test definitely was a red flag for stability conditions with what we just saw here.
It's not long before Mike Janes returns in the helicopter. Dangling about 150 feet below is a device called a Daisy Bell. Fully loaded, it weighs about 1,000 pounds. The Daisy Bell creates a concussive blast by blending oxygen and hydrogen, then adding a spark that ignites the mix. It's like a man-made thunderclap.
You can see the little dust cloud down there. It's like it probably got something to move. Quite a nice explosion, pretty good punch to the snowpack.
Gone are the days of throwing explosives from the air. This is a cheaper and safer solution. Hovering at just 100 feet, Mike Janes and the pilot position the Daisy Bell just a few feet over snowpack that's layered into a natural cornice on the cliff's edge.
4, 3, 2.
There hasn't been much movement. Then the crew realized they triggered something big.
Can't see it, but we got probably 100 foot wide. Looks like it's down on that layer. I don't know which shot it happened on, but it pulled out like 20 feet below one of the shots we already made.
After 45 minutes of firing, the crew's work is done, for now. Bosler says modern avalanche control is often more methodic than dramatic.
Any day that we can come out and trigger some snow off the slope that isn't just stacking up there and waiting for a bigger slide to come, then we feel pretty good about that.
Juno was cut off from hydropower for 45 days in 2008 after a slide knocked out transmission lines. AELP had to burn diesel to keep the lights on. It was as environmentally unfriendly as it was expensive for the company and ratepayers. After that experience, the utility invested millions into its avalanche control program. With the help of state grants, the company erected barriers to protect its most vulnerable transmission towers. Avalanche crews will work through spring to keep nearly 60 miles of overhead transmission lines protected from slides. That should keep hydropower flowing to Juneau's households and businesses during even the snowiest months. On Arthur Peak, I'm Jacob Resnick.